Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. Hi, I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them. From the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums, to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. My guest today is Gwyneth of Gwyneth Stories on TikTok. And if you have not gone on TikTok to see Gwyneth, you are missing something. Gwyneth, tell us something about yourself, and then let's jump into why the heck you decided to tell your family history stories on that platform. Thank you for joining me on The Photo Detective.
No, thank you for having me.
How long have you been doing family history?
Only about a year and a half. I've sort of been interested in family history for a long time, and I've been interested in looking at old photos and family photos. They've always had kind of like a draw for me, but I'd not really done anything in depth until about a year and a half ago, when somebody sort of distant in the family sent me their ancestry tree. And I kind of realized how much stuff was out there. I didn't realize that you could find so much information. And I looked at their ancestry tree, noticed they'd made a mistake, decided to make my own profile, and stayed up until 3 a.m. trying to work everything out.
And that's a common problem for all of us.
Yes.
Just when you're ready to like sign off for the weekend or, you know, go to bed. Yeah. And then you get that email that says, we have a new DNA match for you.
Yeah. And it's so easy to lose time on Ancestry. Just sort of like one census and you've noticed something tiny that you've not noticed before. And you've lost the whole evening then.
Yeah. Well, I thought you'd been doing this for years and years and years.
No, I'm fairly new at it.
Well, you've picked it up quite quickly, I must say. But why? So just for people that don't know what your TikTok channel is all about. So Gwyneth profiles ancestors and tells their stories. And you have a mother load of family photographs. So you actually have pictures of a lot of these people. And then you have a way of speaking that's somewhat ironic about these ancestors that have pretty incredible stories. I mean, you have quite the family tree, Gwyneth.
I do, yeah. I mean, I think that's what has drawn me to the genealogy hobby, really, was the stories behind it. I am trained as, I worked in journalism for a while, and that's my passion, and finding out information and finding these stories was really what interested me. The photos, I think, honestly, my family have got a bit of a hoarding gene, so nothing has been thrown away. And again, about a year and a half ago, my grandfather gave me a big box that he'd just sort of thrown everything in over the years, and seemingly everybody else in the family just threw everything in. And so I kind of inherited this treasure trove of items that all came with their own stories. So, you know, just that, just one photo, I'd have managed to, that they say, don't they? They say a photo
10,000 words.
It's true. You can get so many stories just out of that, that tiny item or that tiny photo.
But why TikTok? Because TikTok is sort of short form video storytelling from 15 seconds to, I guess you can go up to 3 minutes now.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. It seemed I wanted to learn TikTok anyway. I was interested in how it worked. I'd not sort of done any videos on TikTok. And I thought, well, what can I talk about and what am I interested in? And the family history stuff came to mind. And I was, honestly, I was sick of telling people the same thing over and over again, because if you told one family member what you'd found, the other family member would say, oh, you didn't tell me that. And I was learning so quickly and finding out so much information so quick that it just made sense to have a way to kind of document it and tell people what I'd found, really.
I think it's brilliant. You're one of the first people in this sort of genealogy family history space on TikTok. And I watch your TikToks. I like follow you and I enjoy watching them because of the way that you present the information. You present it like, oh my gosh, I have this ancestor and I don't know anything about him, or I know this about him. Is it true? Is it false? What his family told me, what's the truth? And then you just go into this little story and then you pick it up in the next episode, or you update us about these various ancestors like Arthur.
Yeah, well, I think that those stories, I've not finished them yet. You know, there's a lifetime of information that I'm trying to find out about a person. And so I do sort of ask questions along the way and ask the people, the audience and the people that are watching my TikToks questions, because sometimes they help. Like sometimes I don't know the answers. And actually there are people in the comments that are able to give me ideas and their perspective on things and help me solve that little puzzle. And with Arthur, especially, I think his story is not finished at all yet. There are still so many questions I've got about his life.
So who is Arthur? Tell us about Arthur.
It's a difficult question to answer. Arthur married my great-great-grandmother, and he's not my great-great-grandfather, but he is possibly my great-great-grandfather's cousin. He signed his death certificate, my great-great-grandfather's death certificate, as his cousin. But that's maybe not where the story ends. After my great-great-grandfather died, he then married my great-great-grandmother. And I'm sort of looking into why they got married, why he then subsequently left very quickly, and whether he is my great-great-grandfather's cousin. At the moment, I can't find any information that would point to him being my great-great-grandfather's cousin. There's also quite a significant age gap between them, and my great-great-grandfather only had sisters. So the knowledge of their births is in detail rather than secret fathers all over the place. You know, it's a lot harder to hide a child if you're a father. Easier to hide a child if you're a father, but a lot harder when you're a mother.
Well, every family tree is interesting, right? Every family tree has something in it that people would say, you know, they kind of choke and they're surprised. And, oh, that couldn't possibly be our family. That can't possibly be these people. But in fact, people are people.
Yes, definitely. So a lot of the work I've been doing is on my mother's side of my family. And I initially looked at my father's side of the family and thought, oh, God, they're so boring. There's nothing there. There's nothing for me to grab onto. Nobody's had any scandals or had an affair with the Lord Mayor or, you know, but actually when you sort of drill down into it, you just kind of have to look a bit harder for the stories, and they are there. You know, if you think about it, so much happens in a lifetime that something interesting will be there on anybody's family tree, I would have thought.
Well, I like the fact that you present your process. Like, you have a photo, you have a story. It's short. Each TikTok is short. So you have to do multiple installments as you bring us through and follow along the tale. There's this thing in genealogy where a lot of genealogists think that they can't write it all down until it's done. Yeah. And it's never done. No. Your genealogy is never done. You have to define it and say, I'm going to just write about this ancestor today, or I'm going to just talk about this person or that event. Because as you mentioned, life is rich. There's a lot of stuff that happens to people.
Yeah.
And revealing all of that takes time. But if you don't start.
Yeah. And I think also, I'm not the end of my family. There's going to be people after me. And if they want to pick this up when I'm gone, then there will still be questions. I think there will always be questions that go unanswered. And like you say, I don't think there's a finishing point to genealogy. Somebody said to me, oh, what are you going to do when you run out of ancestors? And I was like, I won't, you know, there are so many of them.
So are you the person that the family badgers at any kind of family events or dinners? Like, yes. What have you been finding out now?
Yes. Yeah. And people come to me with questions, and sometimes it'll be questions about people that they knew, like my great grandparents. And I didn't know any of my great grandparents, but I'll have aunts and uncles come to me and they'll say, and what did they do for work? And I'm like, well, you knew them.
But it doesn't mean they knew.
No. And that's been actually the biggest thing why I started, was because I got to my grandmother's side of the family and I rang her up and I said, so who were your grandparents? And she said, I don't know. She said that her mother had never spoken to her about them, and sparked curiosity in me, as I'm sure it would anybody. And I thought, look, I've got all of the tools here to find out the things that you didn't get to ask before your mother died.
You can ask those of your grandparents.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's something I've found really important, like an important lesson, is that you've really got to ask questions about people while they're here, and ask them about their lives and ask them about the people that came before them, because otherwise these stories do get lost and they are now tricky to uncover.
So have you started recording any of your conversations with your family members?
I was actually doing that before I was interested in genealogy, and I sort of went back over, in fact, I went back over some of them. And I listened to them and I was like, well, I don't know what they're talking about. That's completely wrong. So the recordings are useful in a sense, but sometimes things get muddled, don't they, down the line?
They do. They get all mixed up.
They do, yeah.
Or embellished.
Definitely embellished, yes. I think my grandfather especially, he's very good at telling stories, but he's also very good at adding a poetic license to those stories.
So how long does it take you to make a TikTok?
Probably about an hour to an hour and a half. I usually write out what I want to say in that particular video, and I will gather all the images that I want to use. I find that using imagery sort of keeps the audience a bit more interested and a bit sort of more engaged. And then I'll go through and I'll record, and sometimes I make a right old mess of it and have to re-record everything. But it takes about an hour to an hour and a half usually.
It varies quite a bit depending on how complicated the TikTok is.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I think if I was to sort of add sound effects and whooshes and, you know, do a special dance and maybe
all the things that people do
clip. Well, yeah, I think every time I tell people that I'm on TikTok and that I'm doing videos, they think I'm doing these crazy dances, and I think and I have to explain that it's not that all the time.
So how long have you been on TikTok? Has it been the whole year and a half?
No. So I started in January. It was actually my New Year's resolution was to start TikTok and to learn. And so, yeah, it was January.
You have a ton of followers.
I think I've got just under 6,000 at the moment.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think sometimes I think it's a relatively small following for TikTok, but then when I stop and think about it, that's a lot of people. And I can't quite get my head around how amazing it is that 6,000 people would care about what I'm saying.
No, I mean, think about it. Okay, so, I mean, there are TikToks with millions of followers.
Yes.
There's some guy I follow that just hit a million. I was like, well, you're funny, but wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But in the genealogy space on TikTok, and there is a genealogy space on TikTok.
There is, yeah.
You can search it. There's a few people in there that are on other platforms that I follow on other platforms. But you have in that space, you've got a lot of followers. And your presentation and voice, meaning the way you present it, is unique.
Thank you. I think, I mean, there are other people that inspired me to start. I think this girl called, I think she's Family History with Bobby or possibly by Bobby. And I'd been watching her videos for quite a while and thought, she's doing really interesting stuff with genealogy. And that kind of gave me license to start a platform because I thought, oh, people do care about this. They are interested in this. And there's also a girl called Stacey, who is Family Tree Girl, who was another person that inspired me to start. And they were telling stories in a really interesting way and talking about genealogy. But I hope that I'm able to sort of put a different spin on it and tell the stories in a more unique way. But
didn't you find out that you're related to Family Tree Girl?
I did, yes. So Stacey and I share a seventh great grandfather, which is crazy. And we'd have never found out if it wasn't for TikTok, because she'd seen a video that I'd made about a reverend who was married to one of my great great aunts. And she'd recognized in a newspaper article some of the place names. They happened to be really close to where she lived and where her family were from. So she thought she'd do a bit of digging to see if she was related to the Reverend. And instead, she sort of went onto Ancestry, found my profile, and saw that we matched DNA. So contacted me immediately and was like, I found something amazing. And I think we spent about a week and a half looking into it and trying to go down different avenues and figure out, because it was so far back that actually the records weren't as reliable and easy to find. But eventually, yeah, we worked out that we shared a seventh great grandfather.
That's great, isn't it?
It's crazy. I mean,
well, we're supposed to be all related. So,
well, yeah. But yeah, I to imagine that man lived, I think he probably lived back in the 1600s, to think that he would think that two of his descendants would meet on a digital platform, like that would be completely.
Ooh, that sounds like a really good time travel novel to me.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
That sounds like a really good idea. Who's going to write it?
I think I'll give it to Stacey. She deserves a lot of credit for what she found.
Gwyneth, I want to thank you so much for being on The Photo Detective. This has been really fun. I'm a big fangirl of your TikTok, and I watch them all. And I can't wait for the next installment of the various stories that you're working on. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode,
please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review. And if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.